my loving lord, Dumaine is mortified. To love, to wealth, to pomp, I pine and die, with all these living in philosophy. These were some of the first words I ever spoke from a Shakespeare play. They come from the first scene of the comedy Love's Labour's Lost, and with them, the Lord Dumaine signs on to a term of simple living and study. Sort of the thing I signed on to with K&OM, minus the wealth and pomp. Love's Labour's Lost was the first play I worked on in my first year at Camp Shakespeare, as part of the Shakespeare at Wynedale program in rural Round Top, Texas. It's a camp that focuses on creative play with Shakespeare, sinking deep into his words, endlessly exploring and collaborating. I got to have fun with a lover named Orlando in As You Like It. Oh, Rosalind, these trees shall be my books, and in their barks my thoughts I'll character, that every eye which in this forest looks shall see thy virtue witnessed everywhere. Run, run, Orlando, carve on every tree the fair, the chaste, and unexpressive she. And I delved into the conflicted mind of the title character in Macbeth, who kills Duncan to take his place as king. He's here in double trust. First, as I am his kinsman and his subject, strong both against the deed. Then, as his host, who should against his murderer shut the door, not bear the knife myself. Besides, this Duncan hath borne his faculties so meek, hath been so clear in his great office, that his virtues will plead like angels, trumpet-tongued, against the deep damnation of his taking off. Camp Shakespeare was about Shakespeare, yes, and the infinite riches his language holds. But more generally, it was all about taking risks, saying yes to people you collaborate with, and more generally to opportunities that arise, and giving 100% to whatever endeavor you're undertaking. It was those ideas that led me to jump at the possibility of coming to rural Alaska for a year to work in radio. Saying yes to the risky business of moving to an incredibly different place than you're used to, working in a field you have almost no experience in, count me in. Now that I've been here for nearly a year, I'm thrilled to be returning to Shakespeare. The local production of The Tempest I'm directing is based on the philosophy I learned at Camp Shakespeare: creative play, constant exploration, building a very tight ensemble. And the more I steep in the words of this play, the more I find they describe perfectly the extreme beauty of Western Alaska. Be not afeard. The isle is full of noises, sounds and sweet airs that give delight and hurt not. Sometimes 1,000 twangling instruments will hum about mine ears, and sometime voices that, if I then had waked after a long sleep, will make me sleep again. And then in dreaming, the clouds methought would open and show riches, ready to drop upon me, that when I waked, I cried to dream again. That's a speech from Caliban, the savage and deformed slave who's one of the original inhabitants of the island where the play is set. In one of the most touching moments of the play, the main character, Prospero, sort of goes off on a philosophical tangent after seeing a spirit dance. These our actors, as I foretold you, were all spirits and are melted into air, into thin air. And like the vaseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all which it inherit, shall dissolve. And like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep. It's a potent reminder of how fleeting life is, and how extraordinary experiences like volunteering at K&OM are. That's what I want to keep in mind in my last few months. I thank Shakespeare for bringing me to Western Alaska, helping me appreciate my time here, and giving me beautiful words to describe both the challenges and deep joys of life.